holding here in Sha'ar Prishus, and he's speaking over here about the different inyanim of Kedusha in terms of Hotzei Yisrael Vatol, actually, and he is going to explain different Chazal about the inyan of it. I believe we finished off by over Perik Chelek Kot Neimasei Bo Loilam Abba. Is that what we were holding, I think?
Yeah, that's what we were holding.
Okay. So in Kedarko, he's going to give different angles on the different chazals on the inyan, and that's what is going to be most of it. Operek chelek katan emesei boilolam haba. V'sover avina misha shenizra. V'af ki ena neshama bezera. So the question is, misha shenizra, there's no neshama bezera. Rak yesh koyach bazer lekabel haneshama. Being that there is a potential in the zera to have neshama, that's also called shayfech dam. So I guess if we need to explain it in terms of the chumri yisera that there is in Hatzara Vatola, and bechlal, it's something I once thought about. The term shachas in Lashon Kodesh refers to a destruction that is that deals with potential. Ashchas Zera obviously is one. The other ones, the word shachas in the Gemara, when the Gemara speaks about crops that you grow them to only to the stage that they are grass, and you cut it for animals. So for instance, wheat takes X amount of weeks to grow. You do, instead of letting it produce wheat, you simply cut the stalks when they're still in the grass stage. So it's called shachas. It's something which could have become wheat, and instead you destroyed it. Baltashchis in halacha is only something that is fruit bearing. In other words, there's a special chumrah in terms of destroying the potential for something. Something needed to have had something that you quashed it at the stage of potential without realization has in itself a special it's something specially wrong about it. So he says, even though the zera itself is not alive, but since the zera itself has the potential for being alive, that it's, for having a neshama, that itself carries in itself a chumra. Even those who argue, I think there's also, when you look at it a little bit on a deeper side, the inyan, we make a mistake when we ask ourselves what is the iser of ritzicha, and when we say, when we think of the pain caused to the nirtzach, that's not really it. It's really the destruction of the potential that the person could have produced. Every person is born with a potential, and the potential to produce is actually the Ratzon Hashem in its strongest form. It's not the pshat, because Baruch Hu creates us with potential, and that's our business. It's the other way around. Potential means HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed and wanted X amount accomplished in the world. Everybody's potential are those in Yonim that he can accomplish by doing that. So a person has the potential to teach the mashal. So he was created with the purpose of doing that, of fulfilling that potential. So taking away human potential is be'etzem that's the atzmius of shvichas damim. So in a certain sense, as once a person comes to the world, there's already a certain darga of accomplishment. It just as mitzias, having crossed over the barrier to this world, is something. But if a person quashes that potential, that's where you have the chumra, the special chumra of Hashchas Zera. This, by the way, is a is the difference, or one of the major differences, why the thing about animal rights and not eating animals is such a wrong movement, such a wrong ideology. In terms of tsar, animals have tsar like humans, and it's the same, and not the same, but the cholayfin, the issa to be mitzayah, tsar balachayim is usur, and it's terrible if you are not sensitive to it. But the etzem right to live, let's say a chicken is. Let's say a chicken is shechted instantly, no pain. So this concept that we robbed it of a life, it's the other way around. We helped it fulfill its tachlis in the bria. Its tachlis in the bria is to provide nourishment to man. And the idea of the idea of calling this in any way equating it, killing is terrible because every single person's potential to accomplish is a Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You find a pasuk like that. It says, "By Kain, kol d'mei achecha tzarekim elai." So Rashi says d'mei because him and all his zera. By Moshe Rabbeinu it says, "Ve'ifen koy v'koy v'yarkein ish," that he looked at all the children he would potentially bring to the world, and there was no one there worth bringing. So every person's mohus is nidon, both by what he is, and what he is really is what he can accomplish. The Maral says that Adam is gematria, is memhei, ma. Ma means what is the person? What is his potential? That's the measure of a man. And b'meila the musig of having a ritzich of a person is one thing, and killing a balchai is a completely different inyan. So he says, but al kaponim in either case he is. So it says over there that if someone's if he's shefech damim, it means he is. It sort of is a. I guess it buttresses his point. I mean, how can you, by not doing something, be a shefer damim? The answer is because shefer damim, the core of the iser, the core of the problem, is that you're not allowing the neshama to exist in the world. So a person's monei himself, a privi rivia, is not allowing a neshama to come to the world. The kol shkein davazeshu mekalkol umash hazera. Yes. No problem. Hello?
Okay, they don't seem to want to come back for some reason.
I don't know what happened. Okay, call failed to the seagulls. And Shaul Goldis and Goldis is still a possibly get it coming. Okay. Yeah. Well, the seagulls are back. Whatever it is. Okay. So at any rate, so we have over here the different. So in this way, there's the Shfichas Damim aspect, because when you deal with a person, you're dealing with the potential, and this potential is what got destroyed. So he says, "Ulamandi oma v'day b'zeh lov v'oynish agar lazeh." Ulamandi oma ki hu ki ilo evda v'zara. I just want to add one more knetch, I guess. It's a very interesting flip around in terms of how we understand the role, how do we understand people in the world. We think of ourselves as HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us. He gave us a certain amount of talents, abilities, opportunities, and all of these things are just happen to be there. And now the whistle blows and we try to do what we can. But it's the other way around. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent each person on a shlichus. And the shliach, in other words, the potential that... It doesn't start with ourselves. And so I'll give you a mashal. Let's say you take a Lego game, a regular Lego game, and you give it to a kid. You don't have anything in mind particularly. What you have in mind is that the kid amuses himself for a few hours and sort of get off your back. But you don't have anything to make in mind. It's make whatever you want to make of it. There are a lot of possibilities, and use your imagination and so on. There are the Legos that have certain things. They're like ships or planes or whatever it is. And that's very different. Those Legos are... you start with the ship or the plane or whatever it is, and the kid has all those pieces, and his question needs to be answered, not what do I wish to make with the piece, but what is this piece supposed to be used for? So we start with a picture of what we're meant to accomplish. The potential is the potential, the tools to accomplish it, and then the actual accomplishment. So anytime we're maneah for somebody chiyus, we're maneah an accomplishment of something that could have been or that should have been is a better word for it. Okay. Finally, he says one more thing.
Vilamandi Amakir. So, just a question.
Yes.
If the next Shvichus Damim goes ahead, right?
Yeah.
Whenever it does, you know, in time, wherever.
Right.
How does the world remain on track after that?
So, there are two or three possibilities. One is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates a Gilgal. In other words, the concept of a Gilgal relates to the potential of that person's mission. In other words, Gilgal is also not the pshat. It's people kind of, we tend to get most of our yedias in these inyanim from the movies. And in the movies or the books, the Gilgal is like another body trapped in our body, and you get all these wonderful stories and so on. The real pshat in the Gilgal is the chelik of neshama, so to speak, that needed to come to this world, to live this world, to accomplish something. If it hasn't done it before, it HaKadosh Baruch Hu can at times be mesovev that happens at another time. And that's why the correlation between the original neshama and the Gilgal, it lies not so much because somebody inside the other body is kind of aware and conscious, but it's a piece of ruchnis tikkun mission that needs to be accomplished by a certain neshama that's predestined. That's one possibility. A second possibility is HaKadosh Baruch Hu fills in the blank himself, though he would have rather a person do it. So just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu would rather we do our things by Maisim Tovim, but if not, with Rachman Merubim, he grants us, even though we didn't earn it. Here also, there's a mahalach like that. Now, what a Kadosh Baruch Hu HaKohen is, when, how, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Shofet Elyon. But at least the concept to understand is this. Okay, now he comes to an even more, a little bit more of an abstract understanding of it. Like, how do we understand, like, the comparison of Avodah Zarah? It's kind of really far out. So he says like this. Kiyesh el azera, aval inyan ze muflag b'chachmoid. Kiyesh el azera mekor nimshach min amakor ha'elyein. Kein safik kazera nimshach mekor elyein. Behoven ze. Lekachu nimshach b'orech mishor v'nenoyte min emtsoi. Kidovu shu b'orech mishor mesech Hashem Yisparach. Vehefech ze. Kol dovu shu noyte min amishor v'kor achitzoi. V'kashu moitze ze v'atolat she'ena nimshach b'kav mishor. Elamashus mekor v'yoytzer lechutz, who is dabkus mekor chachitzoinim mekor nishbar. So he says over here a whole inyan. Let's try to explain this. The language used in terms of the language used in Rishonim. And also, it's actually the Shavish is the Gemara of somebody who is worshiping Avodah Zarah or doing heresy is called Mekatzitz Benetiels. He's cutting the limbs off a tree. He's cutting the seedlings, the saplings. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Echad. The way in which that Echad is expressed in the Bria is by drawing a mental line from the very Shevish Hashrashim till the Seif Pasik. So when I am able to see a straight line from the Ritzoyne Yisbarach till our Kiyum, that's when we have an accurate re-establishing of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Echad. However, if I say HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, but once he created the world, it took on a dynamic of its own, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot do that anymore. We've effectively bifurcated the world from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the Shoresh, but now that's it, he's retired. And now the world runs itself, takes care of itself. Anytime I do Avodah Zarah, even if I believe also in a primary being or a creator, anything like that, that's what I'm doing in effect. I'm taking it and cutting it off from its shoresh. That's that is in theology. In terms of a person's koach of zriya, is a koach that is really at the very, very core of his shayachas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We can create life. We can create a human being. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam B'Tzalmud Muso. We create people, but Salmeinu Musainu. It's something which, if we're to think about it, is incredible. It says just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Boro Olamis, so to Tzadik Boro Olamis, we're Boro people. And that's really an incredible ability. It follows, in many ways, the pattern of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashgacha, and let's understand it. The Sarim HaKadoshim write, the Tanya print writes this, that the Tipa Zera is seen as emanating from the brain. Now, it is interesting that in the last decades, we have found, biologists have found that there's a gland in the brain that, unless it's stimulated and sends down a certain hormone, you can't have the reproductive process. That's a fascinating tidbit. I would like to even say more than that. It's the Gemara says, "Ein kishri b'li das." In other words, a person can, in order to have kishri, you must think about it. You must dwell on it. It can't be done. Eating can be done without thought. A person can eat and be engrossed in a sefer. Can be engrossed in a football game on TV. But he can forget even that he ate it. It can be automatic. You can't get stimulated automatically. You need to have a hearer in order to become stimulated. So it starts with meichin. It starts with the mind. It then is seen as traversing the entire length of the body until it gets to the aver. The aver produces the zera, and when all the pieces are together, it finishes into the makom that it's supposed to finish. That's the process of going from sheresh till the end. So a person has the same setup which serves to mimic HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the deepest level, being a borei. Now, if the person diverts it, and there's no direct hemshich to the safe pasuk, it got cut off in the middle someplace by bemezid, by intention, then we are corrupting the model of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we are. It's a little bit difficult. No, onus works in terms of, you could have a dream, you need a stimulus. It's not something, yes, in a dream, so again, it's usually the person dreaming of something. Something that's a real onus doesn't count. Something where it's, let's say physically, some people have, you know, a physical issue where there's constant kishu, whatever. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the kishu of bia. Chazal say that you can't really call it a shogeg, because, you know, the only shogeg you can have is if you throw it with somebody else, but it's not real onus because it required a certain thinking process. It required a certain das. But I'm sort of using it as the mashal it doesn't become rote. If it becomes rote, then a person has a problem with kishu. It goes in you know, very few people have problems eating by rote. I guess unless it's the same food over and over again. But we eat. Masha'in kein in inyanim of zivug, if it's perceived as monotonous, at some point there's not the ability to make it happen. It requires a active mental stimulus. But at any rate, now, so in the big picture, this is something that represents in a very fundamental way that hemshech. We have a little bit of a hard problem with this havana, because for us, I don't think, whenever we have a problem with kedusha, I don't think theology or lack thereof has been the issue. I mean, we can very sympathetically relate to taiva, and that's not a problem for us. But that we actually meant some theological deviation, I don't think that really happens. But the understanding is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a koach that's analogous to it, with its own mechanism and its own taivas. When the person imposes on that discipline, then the person needs to understand that the kedusha that is being moishich on himself is giving a certain tsura of the shleimus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world that a person can mimic. So yes, our day-to-day activities are not that. That's not the issue. But HaKaponim, understanding what it is that goes into it, gives us a different tsura on it. It's also, they said from some sefer, that some sefer once said, he asked Akash, it says in Chazal that Sheashirim is Kodesh Kadashim, that because the Nimshal is about Kashbaruch and Klai, so on and so forth. So he asked, well, but why is it given in such a crude mashal? And the Chassam Sofer said the mashal is also Kodesh Kadashim. We are crude. To us, the mashal is crude. If a person were to tell you, if a person who doesn't have any sense of human life, and it was explained the union of zivug, mitzaritz kedusha, the ability for two people to bond, to become actually one person inside another person, a child having both together and so on, and a person able to bring an neshama to the world, so on and so forth, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bechastai also added a tremendous pleasure at this, we would have a certain perspective on it. The problem is, since we live that tremendous pleasure, it distorts any other sense of what's going on. So Lemaisa, person is, when he's being with Zerah Batala, he's corrupting that image of it's Ke'ilov of Zerah. Behefak, those Koldov Shanoitim and Amisho Kochitzon. So anything that pulls you away from the straight, and now that's called the external forces. Vikasho Moitz Batala Chain and Nimshak Bekav Mishor. Now, it's also the term chitzainim, which is the code word in the Zohar for klipas, sitra achra, and so on. It's anything that pulls away from the core mission is a chitzain. So that's why if a person doesn't focus himself straight, then basically he's in stabikos chitzayim. Or mizet tovin shlar Yaakov ker miyama va'omar Reuven becheriata koychaveshes oini v'davazem mipnei she Yaakov kula kodesh Hashem v'uchelkos Hashem is barach Yaakov zari v'ubana mekabni chudi is barach v'loy hoya noita lekoychas chitzayim klau. You see, Yaakov's own children, nobody left the fold. So Avram and Yitzhak's children that left the fold was seen as being part of their own inadequacy. I think we're talking about the others. But yes, in the Kud of Avram, the Kud of Yitzhak, there was something that went off. Yaakov was Kulei Zerah Kodesh. And that's why when we speak about Kadosh Baruch Hu's Achdus, we call on the God of Yisrael. Well, the figure of Yaakov Keri, Kilehoya Hashpa Zari Lechutz, it's Stodin Rakber Kavmishar. His not seeing Keri is an expression of this. Vayedovin Korchaim. Umezer Tovin. So Lemaisa, we have three things. That's one point. So he says Zera has different aspects. There is the Mayim aspect. It's a fluid. Vasheni by koch eshuoteh. It also has the fire, the fact that it comes with a heat of passion. Vashlishi koch nefesh kadosh eish bezera. And the third is the kedusha that is sort of encapsulated in the zera. וכנגד לשלוש החטאים עומא שמי ומבל ושפך דומי ועבוד הזרע שחט בערבה that's מבל עבוד הזרע וכאילו היי ומבל לילם והם גם נדוינים ברויסכי ואין להר כאשר טוב נדיבי חוכמה כי אמר שזרע שבזר כורך נפשי אשר נפש הנגש משהו מוגבל על כוח בלתי מוגבל כך נחשק אל היי ומבל עולם כי המבל הוי גבול אליו לכך המשכי זרע כאבי מבל עולם ואום זה מועד. So that's his okay, that עד כאן דבריו. Any questions? Yeah. Right, Seiro Tachas.
What was the kid? Why was that his
Oedish Levi Seiro? I'm sorry?
Was he Mechoyten the time aside?
So which one are we talking about? The Chazal speak about Zera Reischin, and they speak about Seiro Tachas. Yeah. Right. So the Reisachas part is obviously the chelik of heat, the fact that it's done in passion. The tsoya Reisachas is the one. The zera is obviously taiva and so on, like it says baal chamayr and so on. Tsoya is a lot of times used in terms of a zera. It says that. Nefesh HaChaim brings this down that one of the ways of making fun of Avodah Zarah was Korah's bell that Avodah Zarah couldn't get rid of the waste product, so it collapsed from its own weight. The pseilas of the Bria, in other words, Avodah Zarah seeks a nekuda of a lekus, scoops it up together with with its container and can't get rid of the container. In other words, everything we see of HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to us through something. We see the Yad Hashem through how he led us here, there. But what we do is we get rid of the container and we're left with the idea. So just like if I give somebody a mushel, Let's take an example. My kid is just beginning to learn arithmetic, and he asks me, "What's arithmetic?" And I tell him, "Well, if you have two apples and two apples, how many apples do you have?" And he counts and says, "Four apples." I said, "That's arithmetic." So he goes and he tells his friend, "Arithmetic is about apples." It means he swallowed the container with the content and couldn't get rid of it. The older, more sophisticated mathematician will say, oh, two and two is a concept. It's locked in apples, it's locked in oranges, it's locked in chairs, it's locked in students, and it's whatever it is. So the tsoya a lot of times means, the tsoya is the psoilus that will kill you if you can't separate the ochel from the psoilus. Okay. Yeah. Well, it's called an Eish Zara. If a person gets caught up, heating a person means, when a person is heated up, his Koyach HaChiyus is in full blast. So if a person learns with a Bren, you find that superior to the person who's learning sort of very aloofly, kind of dispassionate, because you say his chiyus is locked into it. If a person works for a cause, and he does it with a lot of passion, and we understand the milas not just because he gets more done, better, whatever it is, it's because his whole nefesh in it. Whenever we detect warmth, heat, we detect a nefesh, a soul. So when a person gets lost in a taiva and completely absorbed in it, that's a pchisus in Tzuras Adam. It's as if his whole life force is locked into it, and that's where the pchisus lies. Okay. So next week, Be'ez Hashem should be okay also. I mean, they're unloading everything. Be'ezat Hashem next week will be a little more settled. So is this time good for everybody?
Good for me. Great. Thank you very much.
Okay. Kol tov. Good Shabbos. Bye.